The issue of teen binge drinking has been front of mind for many Valley residents since the tragic death of a Fresno State freshman earlier this year. On this week's edition of Valley Public Radio's commentary series, The Moral Is, Fresno State professor Jack Benega says that the old saying that teens over 18 should be treated like adults is part of the problem.
Philip Danens, a first-semester 18-year-old freshman at Fresno State, was buried last month in his hometown of Bakersfield. The Fresno Bee reported that the church was full, standing room only, and many cried. Philip was not sick, and he didn't have an accident, and he was not involved with gangs. According to the coroner's office, he died of brain swelling as a direct result of binge drinking at a campus fraternity party. His blood alcohol level was 0.36 at the time of his death, more than four times the legal driving limit for intoxication. The story of Philip's death made headlines, as these sorts of tragic stories do, but the real dilemma for the rest of us is how best the university should have reacted. The answer is not so clear. The Fresno Bee investigated college student drinking as a result of this incident. The National Institute of Alcohol Abuse and Alcoholism, it found, estimates that about 600,000 college students are injured each year while under the influence of alcohol, and that about 1,800 of them die. Other studies have found that the number of emerging adults aged 18 to 23 who are hospitalized for alcohol overdose has risen about 25% over the last decade. Fresno State reacted to Philip's death by closing the fraternity. It made new posters to put around campus and created a new alcohol awareness program. But these efforts are likely to have little impact on the problem. In attempting to prevent campus alcohol-related injuries and deaths, said one expert, there is no magic bullet. According to Dr. Christian Smith, professor of sociology at Notre Dame University and author of a book, Lost in Transition, that documents difficulties often faced by emerging adults. Over 22% of 18 to 23-year-olds drink alcohol frequently, and when they do, they typically binge drink. They do this, Dr. Smith explains, to help them be more social, or because my friends do it, or to help them relax and be less judgmental. Many believe their heavy drinking is perfectly safe and mature. In some, explains Dr. Smith, these very immature emerging adults see the benefits of heavy drinking as worth the risks. One 20-year-old binge drinker told Smith, I know the health effects, but most people drink in college and they're fine now, so I really don't think it's as much of a big deal. These attitudes are typical of emerging adults. That is, emerging adults, regardless of the fact that they are over 18, are not yet adults in any psychological sense. Posters and awareness programs are not likely to be effective counters to the sense of carefreeness induced by alcohol. Reasoning with these pre-adults is not going to be effective because their brains are more like the adolescent minds they're beginning to leave and less like the mature adults they're emerging into. So, treating them like adults who can make informed decisions, is likely to be less effective than providing them a smaller measure of freedom, combined with the security of a stronger guiding hand. Philip Danens was not an adult when he came to Fresno State and should not have been treated like one. When we, as a society, realize that, we'll have fewer senseless funerals like his to attend. For The Moral Is, this is Jacques Benega.
The commentary series The Moral Is was produced by Valley Public Radio in association with the Bonner Center for Character Education at California State University, Fresno. The opinions expressed are those of the writer and not necessarily Valley Public Radio. Send us your comments with an email. The address is talk@kvpr.org.